Kit, you're looking good.
Yeah, you are.
Something's different about you. I know what it is. I've never seen you in cycling shorts before.
Yeah, I've started cycling and changing some of my routines. I'm trying to do things differently, you know?
Oh, like what?
Well, I was getting fed up with feeling tired every day. I wasn't getting enough sleep, and I was staying indoors too much and not getting enough exercise. It's hard working from home because I end up not going out at all. I was just spending way too many hours sitting at my desk.
So what did you do?
I just decided that I've had enough of being unhealthy. But it's hard to make big changes, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to break a habit.
I'm not good at sports. I don't go to the gym or anything like that. I was a bit scared of exercise, I think. So I told myself, start small. And I found this YouTube exercise channel with short 10-minute workouts. So I committed to doing this before breakfast every morning. I put it in my calendar and told my wife about it.
Is 10 minutes enough?
Oh, 10 minutes of high-energy exercises can be really effective. Plus, a little exercise every day is better than nothing.
Exactly. Then I started to take a 30-minute walk after lunch every day. And that made me feel good. So I bought a bike and started cycling twice a week.
So you're getting plenty of fresh air now. That'll help you sleep at night.
I've also started putting less sugar in my tea. I used to have 3 teaspoons of sugar.
3 teaspoons? That's a lot of sugar.
I know. And I drink so much tea when I'm working. I now put only a tiny bit of sugar in my tea.
How tiny is tiny? 1/2 teaspoon?
No, 1/2 teaspoon is too little for me. But I'm okay with 1 teaspoon.
You've done well cutting it down to 1. Drinking too much tea isn't good for you either. All that caffeine.
I need to cut down on caffeine too. I drink lots of coffee. In fact, I probably need to stop drinking coffee.
I wouldn't cut coffee out completely, though. I think it's important to have the things you like sometimes.
You must feel so proud of yourself, Kit. Do you reward yourself for all this hard work?
I do. They say it's important to reward yourself so that you stay motivated. So I reward myself with a book for each week of exercise.
That's great. Books are a much better reward than coffee anyway.